ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Real Life Lovers.
Live version of the podcast we do every Wednesday on UCB Comedy. It's a sex and relationship podcast.
We're going to just discuss your hearts and parts.
Two lovers. So get ready for those hearts and those parts to be discussed. We have Oz here with us. This opening track is going and going and going.
It's nice.
This is Ben Oz, our producer.
Hey, everybody. Woo. Thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah.
And you guys, don't forget to tap the tip when you hear this sound.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Ben's going to play a sound. When you hear it anytime through the show, if you run up and you're the first person to touch it, you get a t-shirt.
It's a jam. You got two right in the front row. I bet you. Someone from the front row is going to win it. Also, there's a bucket over here. If you have any questions, we do a little thing called Listener Love where any sort of strange sex shit and even relationship shit. Or just shit about your genitals. People ask us questions or just make statements. You can put them right in that bucket.
Any genital statements, please, in the purple bucket.
Any genital statements. We also invite a third party to complete this menage a trois.
We do.
Who do we have with us this evening?
You know this delectable director. His legendary short film, Jerky, caused waves all over Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I loved your pronunciation of Tunkhannock.
Did I say it wrong?
No, it was perfect. You just took your time with it. You went into it. I felt it.
Hey, she's worth it.
He's also worked on a bunch of weird and wild reality TV projects across the country.
He co-wrote and directed Saving a Legend, which is an official selection at the New York Television Film Festival. We'll be screening on Friday, October 23rd at 9:45 p.m.
And you might even know him by his pseudonym, Gentleman Jim Peacock. Please welcome to the stage Mr. James Chupka.
Please have a seat.
Oh, right between.
So we like to wine and dine our guests here. We fancy ourselves a very classy podcast. And so we asked Jim Chupka what his favorite beverage, adult or otherwise.
Yingling Lager from my hometown.
Yingling Lager.
Yeah.
But that's not what you said.
That's not what I said?
You said edibles.
Oh, well, I did say edibles.
Yes.
Too, but I didn't think that happens here in the great state of New York.
It does.
No, edibles from the state of Colorado.
It's happening.
It is. So that was the request of the adult beverage. So we ate them about an hour ago.
Yeah. And, we all ate marijuana edibles, my card says, in the form of gummies about an hour ago. So we're high.
They were delicious.
We pre-planned for the situation by making sure these cue cards were very... very straightforward, telling us exactly what to say, what to call it, how to deal with it, how to deal with the reaction from people of it. It seemed strange and sluggish. The start of that show was the lowest energy thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think that this is a good performance drug for us.
No, it's bad. No. The lights were uncomfortable and stunning to me when I walked through those doors, and they shouldn't be.
Oh, jeez.
But also, Yingling Lager is from Pennsylvania and is...
delicious.
Beer.
It is a delicious beer. So the oldest lager in the United States.
Dick Yingling does make that claim. D.G. Yingling, oldest. America's oldest brewery.
It's delicious.
Guys, please fill out some questions.
Yeah.
We'll answer them. We're in a great state of mind to answer questions.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of opinions.
We'll fix the deepest, darkest problems.
Mm-hmm.
Advice, even. Sometimes people want advice. You can put any of it over there in that bucket. Haas, you can feel free to put something in there if you want.
That's true. I have some answers. Or no.
Questions in the form of an answer.
Please don't just put answers into the bucket. Our brains would explode.
Haas, that's too much for us.
So is this a sexy substance for you, Mr. Chupka?
I think it is a sexy substance. I think it heightens sexuality tenfold. Mm.
What do people think? Yay to being high while fucking, or just rather drunk? Rather be drunk. Or sober, I guess, is an option. But
drunk.
Yay. Just a yay, yay.
There's
sex
some highs in the back. There's a few highs in the back.
That was amazing.
Booze, though. Booze is the old standard, I would say.
No one's sober fucking anymore.
No, no. Not in this day, man. Not with what you can catch out there. Who wants to be sober and catch something?
No, you don't want to be sober and catch something.
No.
It's the worst time to catch poor something. Judgment.
Yep.
Hey, are you single?
I'm not single. I have a girlfriend.
Not single, everybody.
So booze, no gays.
Thank you for the
booze.
Don't
chase him after
that.
The show. Down the road.
Why aren't? Or why are?
We have a question from the audience.
There is a question. Which could go in the bucket, but also you don't even have to forget the bucket. I mean, well, you can throw yours in because you're already over there. But anyone else can just shout it out. But why are we ate weed today? We didn't smoke it. But why in general? Was that the question?
Mm.
It was a good question. It was a fair question.
I just don't know how to answer. I'm sure it was a good question, but I'll be damned if I know what the hell it was.
Haas, let's slip on over to Sexy Science. This is kind of long enough. Thank you. So what do we do here? We love things sexual, things scientific.
We do. We rip articles from the headlines, discuss matters of your hearts and parts.
So this is in the news. This is comes to us from Vice. The title of this number is Synthetic Cannabis is Now the Most Popular Sex Drug in the UK.
Yeah, designer drugs that mimic the effects of cannabis are sprayed onto an herbal base material, then smoked before sex for an enhanced, pleasurable effect.
Yeah, there's a brand called Spice that everybody's very into. Has anyone done any of this Spice?
Yeah.
Yes? What do you think? Decent or?
Is it dope?
Kind of headachey.
Headache.
Too much of a headache.
Not in a sexy way, I guess.
That
not as good.
Sound
not
fun.
As good as weed. Yeah.
Did it make you want to bone?
It tastes like shit too.
Because this article's saying that it makes everyone just fuck like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if Vice is to be believed, and I think they are.
Vice is popular with people on probation.
Yes, because you can sneak those THC tests.
Exactly. It doesn't come out of your urine, so
yeah.
It's like a desperate last
to just try to get high in some form of that.
Do you piss clean on Spice?
Yeah, Spice, the chemical, it's a synthetic chemical that's meant to mimic the feelings of THC, but it's apparently more intense. People get addicted to it.
Can they test for, like, shit that you just huff?
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened
can
in the days
huff?
In the shed when you just had some WD-40 gasoline?
They test
like
with
right
it?
Between salvia and weed.
Oh.
They were like right and salvia is a fucking nightmare.
I had a bad experience on salvia.
I've had the best. I took salvia with you once.
And I ran off of
at a bar. Yeah, you took off at a bar in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. We smoked salvia at an outdoor grill. I lived two lives and had them sucked back in. And I was just at a bar in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Too much too soon. I smoked way too many hits in a row. And someone just said, yeah, it's just kind of like weed, but not as intense, but not for me. I went to a place of that.
Could we do this?
And fucking ran out of the bar.
Could we do this podcast on salvia? Or is it? Or does it distort your...
We're barely doing it, just eating some edibles. So I'm going to say no.
Can we get salvia? Salvia is still legal, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get a read on
how
messed
up it is. Can we get someone to pick up salvia?
It's two heavy hallucinations.
It is.
I was living lives at a time, four or five lives at a time, saw things flashing.
God, I only live one life. I feel like a loser.
No.
You guys are both experiencing... Yeah, multi-labs.
No. So how about that Spice? Someone tried it and said it was decent?
Not decent.
So no go for the Spice. Why are kids in the UK
smoking
and fucking on it? Yeah.
Kids are using in clubs, and frequent arrests occur in public restrooms where people use synthetic cannabis, then immediately bone. Hmm. That's what it says here.
Does it say immediately bone? I knew Vice. You know, this article.
Well, we had to paraphrase. Oh my god.
Ah, front row, please. I thought you, one of you definitely
has
but...
T-shirt.
So you win a free T-shirt. Oh, come on up. You gotta get it.
Somebody just tapped the tip for our listeners at home, and it was crazy.
I think I got mostly just large. Can you go with that?
We have large, medium, and small in that pile.
Haas is not thinking through that pile at this point. We got largest. We got nothing but largest. Thank you, ma'am.
You'll never be able to work in an outlet shop, Haas.
No.
Haas can't go through that small amount of teeth.
Don't crush his dreams.
I can fold t-shirts at the store.
He wants to work at the Gap, at the Crossings, the outlets.
Not with that pile of shit shirts over there.
They are just a big old pile.
It's a knee pile.
Well, we do have, maybe there's one small. If you tickle Haas in the right way, you might dig a couple of shirts down and find one.
He doesn't dig for just anyone.
Oh, no. All right, well, what do you say we do a little coital critique? This is going to go.
Oh, coital critique? Guys, this is a new segment.
That was well done. Haas put that one together himself.
This is a brand new segment. We're debuting this segment.
Yeah, since we have a director here with us, we want to take a look at some great moments in film that's depicting sex and love and, you know, all the above. All the great erotic cinematic scenes that we've grown up with.
That's my favorite part of the films that got me into it.
Yes. And so, since we have you here with us, maybe we'll show some of these.
We have five clips from film that show what matters the hearts and parts. We're just gonna give them a look-see.
I'm excited about it.
Haas, what do we have up first?
Alright, so our first clip is from the classic film Harold and Maude, starring Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort, directed by Hal Ashby.
This is the nicest present that I've received in years.
She looks old.
He looks young. Yeah. So what did that make us feel? What did we think and feel about that? How old's the oldest person you fucked?
How old's the oldest person I've
fucked? Yeah, I think Haas brought up age. I mean, that's a part of what makes Harold and Maude charming. So the age difference?
I have not gone very old. I would say I stay within... I'm 30 years old right now. And I say, yeah, 30, 32, 33 has always been the oldest. I've never gone above that.
I think about 4 years older than me. So it wouldn't sound old now, but I think maybe I was like 24, made love to a 28-year-old. So I'm just saying, it's how old, how much, you know what I mean?
The difference.
Because
you could be like,
no,
the oldest
yeah,
was 30, and you're like, that's not
true.
Weird to this year.
Yeah, no, I've always kept it within 1 or 2 years, I feel. Actually, a little younger, maybe, when after
oh,
I was college. Dabbling with other college gals when I was a little bit out, I'd say they were a little younger.
Has anyone here dabbled in the 20-year gap? Has anyone here had sex with someone that's 20
Wait,
years older or younger than that?
What they call that some? It's a couple of months. Is
yes.
It May?
Yeah.
It's what is that called?
May. December.
An old. That's an older. An
yeah.
older lady and a younger
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's
right?
Like a fresh late spring and a dead of winter. That's what I think it's referring to.
Yeah. Oh,
the spring
seasons.
And
it's seasonal.
I've never gotten in, though. Have you?
20? No. Well, when I was young, my first sexual experience, it was I didn't have sex, but she was old, 40. I was 11, so that's a big gap.
That's a jump.
But it was she
that
was around
proves
40,
my point. If
40.
I said 40 right now, I didn't think anything. It's because you were 11.
That's true. It's that gap.
The gap. You can't get over it. You can't get under it.
All right, well...
Well, I'd like to say that I really like that film, Harold and Maude.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't know how many people have seen it, but it's a great film. And I like that scene. I think it's very romantic.
It is nice. It is nice. I always assume, though, you'd have to give more if you were a young man to an older woman to entice her into a relationship.
I think she was just, like, into it from the get-go.
Yeah. I think his personality got her. I think it crossed ages, it crossed sexualities, I mean, class, didn't they cross over there all upper class? What
he
was
seems like a rich, he is,
no?
Is he not a well, is he, he's a poor, I,
No, he's
no,
very
he's
well
wealthy,
to do.
But she.
I think she's fine.
See, I feel like I grew up in a middle. I grew up middle class. So in middle class, you don't have that opportunity. I feel to jump age barriers as much. I feel like being just, you know, the average wealth, you don't get, like, your friend's parents don't get as fucked up.
I think she was just,
is what I'm saying.
That's the truth.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I think she was doing it for all the right reasons. At the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Younger guy, why not?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, his was about to kill herself.
Yeah, her his stage suicides. A lot of parts of them came together that weren't just the gents.
It's like, how old is a soul even?
Who's to say how old
a soul
is?
I can't answer that question. Should we?
Yeah, that didn't devolve half as fast as I thought. We got another one coming up. Is that right?
Oh yeah,
we do. All right, our next clip is Last Tango in Paris, starring Marlon Brando. Maria Schneider, directed by Bernardo Bertolucci.
Yikes.
Come on, sir. Go on. Holy Family, Church of Good Citizens.
Church?
Yeah. Good citizen.
Good citizen.
That was disturbing. It was a very controversial, famous scene when that movie came out so many years ago.
It's weird to see Brando with long hair.
That's what I mean. It was so controversial. The length of his hair was... There were a lot of backlash. But I think some countries banned the damn thing. They said, no, we want short hair Brando.
This is still a house of comedy, right?
Yeah, that one.
It's supposed to be, a comedy.
It's longer than you think, too.
It really...
Lights are down and you're in a room full of people, it goes on.
That's not something you write if you haven't done it before.
No.
That is a very specific way.
You can't
to
even
do
imagine
that. No, that's not something
not
you just,
in your wild
dreams. You wake up from a weird dream and go, that's how you get that information. No, that's not. That is, you have done that.
You don't think,
butter. You don't think you're just spreading
angles,
butter on your toes?
The close up of the butter? That's a human being who's done that before, who wrote that piece.
Rebels in it.
Yeah.
They have
absolutely
a complex relationship in this, right?
Yeah, out of context, too. That scene is.
It looks a little bit
brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it still is. I think it still was. But it's, their relationship is very interesting if anyone's ever seen that movie.
I want to see the outtakes, to be honest.
That scene. That was one take. That was one take.
That was all one take?
That was one.
Well, cause you get it right the first time if you have to shoot that.
You can only make someone do that twice.
No, that's, you only pay enough. You have enough money for one take in the budget, no matter the price of the film.
And
that was 95% of the budget, was having that woman put the butter up her vagina and then have him.
I think it was
butter.
Anal.
Was it anal?
I want to say it was anal sex, yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I think it was
so
anal.
So hard
I think
to
it
tell.
No,
I thought it was doggy style vaginal. I thought it
but
was...
the angle at the end of that, the aerial shot of that was
if
clearly...
If I could see his
how much
balance,
he put into
I
it. He was
you
either overacting or just at the right amount.
Also, his hair grew with every take, so they had to they had to just keep shooting through the movie. What's the third one we have?
Oh, no, I just wanted to confirm it is anal.
Someone said, yeah.
Was I the only one vaginal, though?
No, I thought vaginal because I pictured him with a dick that was like that.
That Brando elephant's trunk.
Well, like a curved.
Brando's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brando.
Phallus.
Did that look like he pulled his pants down though, or did he go
through
the zipper?
There's no time when you're fiddling with butter to fucking pull your pants off.
Because I saw that scene with him on top, and I was like, those pants are up. He just unzipped and pulled through, then taking the pants down. I don't know.
There's no.
Is it believable?
So
is it believable?
Maybe those pants like don't have a front.
Yeah, it was a French film.
Yeah, so French.
He's not wearing underwear then.
Oh, no, French, so...
No. What do we got going on next?
All right, our next
Wait, what did you? Where did you confirm that that was anal?
What website is that?
He read his diary.
How deep did you have to go on Reddit right? to find that?
Skyping with Brando's digitalized face.
It says, Franco-Italian romantic film, mostly, mostly an anal rape scene. So the key details were in there.
Oh, it was rape. That's... I was told that it was very complex and not rape.
Oh, yeah. According to Wikipedia.
About this film. That's why I was like, should we even show that? And then I was like, no, it's this really tense, interesting scene.
Out of context, it's just a buttery rape scene is all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's, that stinks. It's Cinemax if you take all the art out of it. Like, that could have been on Cinemax at any point.
Hey, the butter makes it different.
If Brando's hair was 3 inches longer, that would have been on Cinemax.
I don't know. When I was a young kid, my parents were on a weird schedule, and we got Cinemax for like a bunch of months, and my parents weren't home to filter any of that, so I would just be up watching Cinemax. Every night I'd go to bed and I'd go, this is the night it's off. We're getting it for free. This is the night it turns off. Cinemax stayed on for like 6 months. It was amazing. As a 13-year-old, Cinemax being on for free for 6 months was amazing. Pictures? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had to get your yayas out before it went away.
Those are also always the... What's the demographic for those, other than 13-year-old boys? No adults watch those films, do they? Does any adult watch those movies? They're still on. They still make them.
If you're still subscribing to Cinemax, that's...
I bet some people that are old watch it. You know, like loners in the middle of the country.
Is it, the tension between, they're usually like suspense thrillers mostly, but the movies as a whole take out those like kind of tame sex scenes and the movies are, Why go through the time? Why go through the, I tried to do that like fucking 10 minutes ago. Sitting here talking about Janice Lee.
Wayne Six Hell, starring Angela Bassett, directed by Forrest Whitaker.
Ben.
What?
Get your shit! Get your shit! And get out! It
was a decent budget for that movie.
That's amazing.
You
can
light a car on fire.
Scene.
You got a good budget.
That's
but aside
true.
From that, this was one we talked about recently, a similar updated... The Carrie Underwood conversation. But, you know, the Carrie Underwood conversation. You remember this?
Everyone has to have it at some point.
No. The busting up the truck.
Yeah, yeah. Like you cheat up, somebody cheats on you and then you like blow up their stuff.
Yeah.
That's always an intense way to look at a breakup.
Well, it's a weird reaction.
Well, cheating.
It's an insane
generally.
Reaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
A cheating. This is, the thing that makes it. Like a vengeful play.
Oh, definitely. Whoever, that was a fucked up thing. Whatever guy was getting that done to his car, dude. Something very fucked up. I will say the best part of that.
I think that was her mother's car.
Was it a mother? I don't know.
Out of context. No.
Can
worries.
I haven't
She's
seen
grounded.
This movie, though, to be honest. To
Wait,
be fair to everyone.
That. No, it's a man. It's a man's. It's a cheating situation.
There's a cheating situation? All right.
It's not her mom. Up. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I thought it was really cool that she was. Usually they throw the cigarette onto the car.
No, she went for it.
That's
like,
way more
cigarette.
Badass. Yeah. That you then throw the rest of the pack and the lighter.
Yeah.
Well, fuck
you.
Because
you want to smoke a cigarette while you watch.
That's the best way to watch a car burn.
It's like Christian Slater at the end of Heathers.
Oh, Heathers.
And he's blowing up the
school
and smoking a cigarette. It's like you want to smoke a cigarette and watch what you've done.
It's the best way to do something.
Any good arsonist wants to see it.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yes.
Damn it. You suck.
Oz.
Yes.
What size would you like?
Large spine.
Well, I'll look.
Oh boy.
Let him show off his training.
This is
thank you, man.
This is the Drake Crew Outlet store all over again.
Trying to
enjoy that shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, you went for the medium, but your customer service is still questionable for the gap.
And look, that pile, no one wants to go back in that pile of clothes.
Right. You fucking dug through and you leave it sitting out.
It's not I felt like she left a satisfied customer.
All right.
She feels good for the listening audience at home.
All right. Thank you, bro.
Also, just a fun aside, with my t-shirt, I cut the sleeves off, and it looks really good. So if anybody got a t-shirt here tonight, play around.
Get the scissors out. Don't be afraid to get the scissors out.
Do it. It's awesome.
What's the next one?
All right. The next clip is from 80s film Teen Wolf, starring Michael J. Fox and Laurie Griffin, directed by Rod Daniel.
Lighter fare than previous ones we've shown here.
Rod Daniel, where is he now?
You just change back and forth whenever you feel like it?
Sure. Well, sometimes I have to get kind of worked up to be the wolf, but it's not too hard.
It's a sick convertible.
He knows, though. He knows what's going on.
All right, so let's cut through the bullshit. Who would fuck a werewolf?
Who wouldn't fuck
I would,
a werewolf?
But not if it were Michael J. Fox.
All werewolves but Michael J. Fox?
I just mean, like, the werewolf thing is not the turnoff in that situation.
Oh, that is so hard.
That's a pretty sexy, if you're going to be a, like, Halloween beast, a horror movie beast, I think... Werewolf's a pretty sexy pick.
But not a Michael J. Fox werewolf, though.
Just a young?
Like a
prepubescent Michael J.
Hugh Jackman werewolf. Is that what you're
thinking? Well, that's a Wolverine. Right?
No, but he was also a werewolf. I already killed werewolves. I think Hugh Jackman's actually a werewolf. If
Wolverine
anyone else,
is kind of like if Edward Scissorhands fucked a wolf and they had a baby.
Wolverine is a douchebag Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
One sad yes.
Because Scissorhands was in touch with his feelings. I feel like Logan just lashes out.
Yeah.
Well, what I think was interesting about the way this was shot was you hear the howl later, so you know. But they were like, we don't actually want to show a wolf man fucking a lady.
No.
So it's just like, ha-ha, that like cutesy 80s thing.
Yeah.
But what's actually happening is really weird.
They're implying monster sex is what
they're
doing. Yeah.
Are they saying, though,
that he finishes?
I feel like the howl, but that was assuming your cut, that cut made me think, I mean, as a director, let me know, but that cut made it think like, it made you think it was instantly afterwards. So
I would say that's important. I'd say if you were going to go, how do we show this werewolf have an orgasm? You go, without showing it, you go howl. My thing is, I like
cut away,
but here's the thing, they didn't waste, as a director, may I go a little director here?
Please, Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, right here. They could have just wasted. They could have shot to anything. A window. They go back to this old man who you think he's just, oh, it's a dog, it's a wolf. You don't know these kids are fucking until at the end where he becomes a wolf and knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
So that look is not like a look. He knows more about what's going on in that school than you think.
Well, I think as the plot of this film goes, his father and the principal had a beef. Does anyone remember this movie?
His dad's a wolf, too, I recall.
Oh, he is a wolf.
Yeah.
So the principal knows because he stole the wolf. I am too high right now because I thought, so the principal's not a wolf. He just hated his dad the same way that basketball player hated Michael J.
When the plot of Teen Wolf...
I'm just like...
You got to think about
it. I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
To talk about Teen Wolf this deep.
These fucking sunglasses on this mic are making me way too confident because the more I'm talking, the mic is just going higher and higher.
It's a cool guy,
because of these fucking sunglasses.
It's a cool guy.
I'm holding it like a...
I like the cars with the wood on the side.
The wood paneling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look like
I would like one of those.
Convertible. This is a pretty cool car for a principal.
Yeah.
It is.
But it probably wasn't back in the day, you know?
No, I guess not.
Not when they were like,
this one doesn't have a name. I think it was submitted anonymously.
Let's look at this one. What did you think of that one?
Out of all of them I've seen,
that's
the best one I've seen. That one, that's the reason I worried about, because you told me we're going to watch some erotic cinema, and I'm like, will I get a little aroused on stage? And notice way the knee is up
crossed
above
over.
The chest.
We've crossed over.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home, he has an erection.
Yes, from that, yes.
Could I ask, what did you think of the directing?
Visually stunning.
It was visually stunning, but I think it lacked focus a little bit.
Well, all right, come on.
No, it was great, actually.
Amazing.
I think, I'm a little angry that you didn't invite me in to direct as well. You and Haas.
We wanted it to be a surprise.
He had a VHS. We liked the effect.
Yeah. He just like brought us a VHS camera and he's like, now go ahead and fuck. And he just did. It was kind of...
I concede to that. I wish I could have brought a VHS camera.
No one has talked about the acting.
Yeah, what about the choices?
I like the choices everyone took. There's a lot of love in that film. When you were behind Kolski, it seemed like you were the more angry of the two. You brought Kolski over halfway through. You were like, Kolski, we need a little bit, just bring a little grit to the scene.
Yes.
And you, that was the best.
With the cough?
With the cough, yeah.
It's like aggressive, but
bring
like,
it back
like,
in.
Something
you're,
in my throat.
Yeah, exactly. I think if you were to keep going, someone's going to finish. You brought them back over.
Right.
And then they could finish after that.
Edging.
Yes, edging, right?
Edging.
My cough kept them from going. Yeah.
Just long enough.
Yeah.
Good work, Haas.
Thank you.
So what else do we have? We don't have any more
There's
clips.
No more erotic cinema?
No, that was all the erotic cinema we had.
That's all I need, I think. That's all I need.
It's time for a listener love.
Oh, it is.
Listen, a mailbag.
All right. Haas got the bucket.
Guys, Haas is going to pull questions out of the bucket.
We already have one good one just tossed.
All right. Our first question. Thank you for this. How do I stop being bummed about the fact that life is ephemeral?
Fleeting. Wow, sounds like something I'd ask. I think you don't really get over it. You just learn to live with it and find joy in the everyday mania that is this world.
That was a thoughtful, patient response.
That was.
I'm not even sure if I like remember the whole question.
Why is it?
I pronounced ephemeral right. Hit that bell.
Oh, good job, Ben.
All right.
That's what that bell is there for. Every now and then.
It literally never rings.
Second question. Did you get Ben Hosley from a mid-90s kids movie where he played a goody two-shoes?
Yes.
I agree with the
it
casting.
It's called Lake Boat. Anyone ever see Lake Boat?
Give him the pitch.
Haas kills it. He's just like a young Gipper at sea. You know, his parents own a lake house, and he just runs the docks. He was a child actor, and he was very traumatized by the whole experience. That's why the bell therapy is in order. Every time he does something good, the bell goes off.
He has good reaction time, I will say.
He's a shifty little guy.
Every time he hears the bell, everything gets a little bit brighter in color for him. It started at nothing.
That's a spectrum. That is some sort of spectrum, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's Roy G. Biv.
Check out that movie.
Lake Boat.
Lake Boat. The film.
Good
still,
one, Haas.
He's still promoting his movie 20 years later. It's got him brainwashed.
Okay. Our third question. Am I allowed to have sex while the Pope is here? Topical.
Yes.
Someone answered immediately yes, that is correct.
Amazing question.
If anything, more.
That's like the blackout.
Yes.
I wasn't here for the blackout of New York, but I feel it has the same vibe.
A lot of children were conceived.
Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Any trains, you have to stay in your homes. What else are you going to do on the Pope?
They're all named Francis.
Yeah.
Every channel. It's the Pope. It's the Pope. I'm trying to switch the channels, but...
Just make sure to do the hashtag, like, hashtag Pope fuck, or like, hashtag sex when the Pope was in New York, but like, shorter, but like, that idea.
Yeah. Get the Jennifer
everyone's twist. Doing, like, Pope watch.
Pope babies. There'll be a lot of Pope babies coming out. We'll remember those children.
Pope babies. That's a weird idea.
This is your second film, Pope Babies. You were the child of bastard child of the Pope.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Wasn't as successful as Link Boat though.
So to answer the question, am I allowed to have sex while the Pope is here? Yes, the younger the better. Okay.
Yes.
Our last question.
Interesting.
Wait. Okay, I can barely read this. Ever that's been a in a devil's threesome? I think that's what that's.
Devil. Yeah.
Okay. Which, the only way I can understand that is a threesome with satanic ritual involved?
Well, yeah. But you, like, summon something else.
Ah.
As the third?
Is this a children's game?
Certainly not.
It's like a Ouija board situation.
It's like a college, like... getting to know you. I don't know what to tell
you. Freshman I looked it up. It's on Urban Dictionary. It's a menage a trois in which the ratio of guys to girls partaking is 2-1. So it's two dudes, one girl.
Oh, so a threesome?
Ah.
We're like defining threesomes now by gender? Fuck that!
Oh, yeah.
What's the switch of that? What's the inverse of that?
I think they're saying
an angel's
like,
threesome, yeah?
Yeah.
The hell, or God's threesome.
So a devil's threesome is when there are two penises. That's interesting.
God's threesome?
Like, why would they call them
two vaginas? I don't know where'd that spring up, Oz?
Urban Dictionary.
This makes me feel like there's so many, like, sex moves and, like, stuff that I don't know the weird name of. You know, like I would just be
Urban
like, oh, this weird thing happened. Everyone would be like, oh, that has a name.
It's up. Yeah, there are a lot of weird. My personal favorite is the Hucklebuck.
What is it?
You know what the Hucklebuck is? It's horrible. It's heinous. It's the Heisman Trophy stance. There's a Heisman Trophy stance. But then there's also,
what's
you
that?
Take a set, it's, do you know the Heisman Trophy? It's a college.
You're just talking about like college sexual.
College football. Just a college football trophy. But this involves that trophy. It's a stance.
It is. And then the other Hucklebuck on Urban Dictionary, I believe, is you take your sexual partner and from head and you bring their legs over. Can you, is this? This is always, but it's such a weird name.
The girl lies on the bed on her back with her head just off the bed. She is very flexible. The guy then pulls her legs over.
No.
Painting a picture.
Yeah, I'm just trying to illuminate the situation.
She's very flexible.
So the guy then pulls her legs over her head and penetrates while she proceeds to lick your nads. That, my friend, is a Hucklebuck.
That's the worst sexual.
Yeah.
And it has the, like, it has such like a down home name.
Wait,
the Hucklebuck.
Yeah. The Urban Dictionary includes an example.
It includes an example, really?
Jamie is a gymnast. She can perform the Hucklebuck like a champ.
Oh, they use it in a sentence?
Yeah, just in case you want to know how to use it.
What's the language of origin? I mean, this is shocking. I can't even picture what you're doing if you're getting fucked and licking someone's neck.
Yeah, we do need it. We do a visual of that.
Can you show a diagram?
From the audience?
Yeah, does anyone
volunteer to be Hucklebucked or to Hucklebuck?
No,
we can't do that.
Well,
this sounds like it's crossing some sort of line here at this theater.
Oh, for
sure. This doesn't seem like...
No. Also,
I mean, I've never seen it. I've only heard, and I thought it was a ridiculous name.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question?
Wasn't there a question? It
was
dealt with weird sex names.
Ever been in a devil's threesome?
Yeah, the devil's threesome, and that's weird.
Devil's Threesome is fine. The Huckle Bucket. Also, you go down the rabbit hole on this site. What is this fucking site?
It's
Urban Dictionary. Yeah.
What's this dark net situation, young man?
What sort of wizardry are you pulling out of there, Haas?
Haas is buying nap and looking up sex names.
Yeah.
It's been informative.
The unbridled misogyny with most of these moves, too. Like, where's the move? Where's the fucking clam-tastic turnaround? Look it up. Is clam-tastic turnaround on there?
I mean, it seems like you just made it up right now, but I'll look it up.
Do you know what the clam-tastic turnaround is?
This went too... Bros try to come in and give the girl a huckle bucket. She rips both her dicks off and throws them out the window.
Woo!
Put it on Urban Dictionary. Get, do your wizardry.
I will do it. Right now.
That's probably not a thing. But
you can add though, isn't
you
it? Like it's like Wikipedia.
I don't think it has quite the integrity of Wikipedia, but maybe it does.
Should I spell it with a K?
Yes. Which part I was going to say? Yeah, I got it.
Well,
I called myself
part?
For no reason. All right.
I bet it's just a threesome with three women. Because apparently different kinds of threesomes have names.
All right. Any more questions, guys? Yeah. That's it. We've run dry of submitted questions.
Oh, thanks, guys. We appreciate the questions.
Thank you for giving us good questions.
Yeah, thanks for contributing. Just trying to give advice.
Oh.
Well.
We answered some questions from our audience, and now it's time to ask you some questions.
Well,
okay.
This is a segment we call Six Sections, Six Rapid Fire Sex Questions. You just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
I'm going to get closer to the bell.
Okay.
I'm going to move this thing.
This is way more tense than I thought it would be.
Yeah, try not to freak out.
No, try not to. I feel like there's been points in this where I've been on the verge. Try to hold it together.
All right.
I feel dead inside from the energy of the show on stage. I want to say that to myself. I want to say that to all of us. It's a low energy.
I feel really good.
I mean, yeah, I do too, but I'm like, there's people sitting there.
It's a warm energy.
Yeah, it's
feel
like
warm.
These people are the best.
They are.
They are the best.
All right, pick up the pace because you're going to really have to go for it.
I'm rattling these off.
Yeah, that was my way to try to get the energy.
Yes.
I feel dead inside. Oh, thank you.
There it is.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
I hate that you feel tight. I've never known you in your entire life to feel tight.
I'm too loose. I'm not tight. That's the problem.
But guys, we left our chairs.
It's a sludge.
We left our chairs.
I don't want it anymore. All right.
This
I'm sorry. Good. All right. I want these six rapid fire sex questions.
All right.
Good Lord.
Six sections with James Chupka.
All right. This is not the right way to stand to an audience.
Number one, which U.S. president would you bone?
JFK.
Number two, what's the sexiest animal?
Puma.
Number three, neck, back, pussy, or crack?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Number four, are you more of a necrophiliac or an agoraphobic?
I'm a necrophiliac.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Rapid fire.
A fucking ottoman. I don't mean it, though. I just fucking froze.
God damn it.
It didn't mean anything, baby.
No,
I
just fucked that ottoman.
And lastly, make a sexy noise.
A Keurig I'd fuck, actually. I'm sorry. Make a
sexy noise right now. The sexiest noise you possibly can.
Woo! Woo!
I need that. Six sections.
I gave it my all on that one. I tried.
That was really good.
I'm sorry, I'm out of line.
So the JFK Puma.
Yes.
Good. I like JFK. People forget about JFK. Everyone just wants to fuck Obama now, which is cool. Definitely fuck Obama, but I feel like we're getting older.
If he's good enough for Marilyn Monroe, he's good enough for me.
Well, that's what I said about
great rule
Monroe's
of thumb.
Ever done. Yo, that We Love Maryland Instagram, you follow that?
I don't follow We Love Maryland Instagram.
I do. Does anybody else follow that?
It's
got like fucking 5 million followers. There's gotta be more people following that than me. Just pictures of Marilyn Monroe.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
I like that I'm now going at this. Like I'm an old crooner for this.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, so, that was all I had left in the tank, was asking those six experts. I apologize to everyone in this room for failing you. I just came out and settled into this chair, and that was it. That was it, Haas.
No, you did. You did shit.
No,
you
know, no.
That stuff, man. It's good. Yeah.
There's the...
I think, are you trying to end the show?
Is that your choice? What?
I'm dead inside and I apologize to everyone and that's a good night. You got shirts. Oh, you can have
maybe it. Yeah. Tap the tip will happen again. Oh my God. Oh God. Haas is like just pawing through a pile of t-shirts larger than a man lying down.
The gap is watching.
This is a great... Who's been in retail before? Because this has to be a nightmare.
Who
used to work in retail?
Who else here would wear a t-shirt? To actually wear a purple... I think it's a nice color purple.
It is. It's a
Does
nice
anyone
vibe.
Else want... Yeah. Let's, we got to get Haas. We got to get these
Haas,
people fitted.
Take them to the go.
Who is lavender? Thank you. Somebody said lavender.
A small and a medium.
Give them the arm.
We got a small and a medium.
Give them both.
They'll figure it out, Haas.
Come get it.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, guys, it's mayhem on stage.
You can get
on Haas.
The stage. A bunch of crazy shit is happening.
Yes.
You already have one. I traded.
Oh, we traded.
Wow.
So give this young lady one.
Oh my gosh, I think Haas just met a girl.
Thank you for coming and saying
that. Haas just met a girl.
Will you give Haas your phone number?
Oh no.
This entire show was an elaborate ruse to get this man a date. Thank you for coming.
When I was in Twa
Radio, if you want to give Haas your phone number, feel free after the show.
Guys,
we'll be hanging around.
This is actually a replica of Haas' penis. How about the touch?
This is Ben Hosley's actual penis. This is a 3D printer.
Oh man, it's sad to say goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming.
We want to thank our guest, James Chapman, amazing director, our tech new friend, Tremaine, and Ben Hosley, our terrible, terrible producer.
He's a wily-eyed pervert. Don't give him an inch. But this is his penis. Thank you, everyone.
He's got a nice dick and a sneaky little face.
Sneaky little face with a nice dick. Wednesday, UCB Comedy, our podcast comes out. It's a little more high energy than this, believe it or not.
It's free.
Oh, and it's free.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.